It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salou. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is for us, and a great privilege as well, to be able to come to you by means of radio and share with you the wonderful message of God's love for you. For God so loved the world, my friend, for God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son. We will be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Russell Bell. And we wanted to play some of his songs today because last week, Brother Bell went home to be with the Lord. And we appreciate the testimony that he had for the Lord over the years. And to remember the message of the Lord Jesus Christ for which he stood all those years, we will play a few songs that he has recorded in years past. The name of this first song by evangelist Russell Bell is titled, I'm Free.
So long I had searched for life's meaning, enslaved by the world and my grief. Then the door of my prison was opened by love, for the ransom was paid, I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the past, for I've traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free at last. I'm free from the guilt that I carry, from the dull, empty life I'm set free. For when I met Jesus, he made me complete. He forgot the foolish man I used to be.
Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In Romans chapter number 6, verse number 1, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. We find that when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, according to Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 1, that we are to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. We have been made free from sin. There might be those who declare that when you're free in salvation, it means you're free to sin. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in Galatians 5:1 that we're to stand fast in the liberty wherewith he hath made us free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Our freedom is not freedom to sin, it's freedom from sin so that we might live for the Lord. We find the same thing in Romans chapter number 6. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Why? Because when we got saved, we are not free to sin. We have been made free from sin. There are three ways that we're made free from sin. When we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, we become free from the penalty of sin. There is no more sin debt in our lives because Christ paid that debt for us when we accepted him as Savior. That's in the past. There is now, once you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the present, no more power of sin. Sin does not have power over you because you were made dead with Christ so that you can live for Christ. Today, if you know Christ as your Savior, you are not only free from the penalty of sin in the past, you are free from the power of sin in the present, and you will be free from the presence of sin in the future. One day we will receive glorified bodies. The taint of sin will be taken away from us. So, my Christian friend, you have, since you've been saved, been free from the penalty of sin. You are now free from the power of sin where you can live for the Lord, and one day you'll be free from the presence of sin. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to have someone sit down with you and share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift of salvation that Christ bought by the shed blood that he gave on the old rugged cross so that those who come to him confessing their sin, repenting of their sin, and asking Jesus to save them can have everlasting life, please call me. I would love to share with you this message of salvation from God's holy word. My number is 919-563-6753. We would like to invite you to our services today at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible service is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and cannot be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street, in Mebane, North Carolina. We also have a website. If you go to www.mebane.com, tabernaclebaptistchurch.com. That's Mebane, M-E-B-A-N-E, and all one word, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will not only share with you how you can receive this gift of God and what the Bible says about how you can receive it, but also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord once you do receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, there you'll find all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and we'll also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10. Let's listen to another song by evangelist Russell Bell, titled Sheltered in the Arms of God.
I feel the touch of hands so kind and tender. They're leading me in paths that I must cross. I have no fear when Jesus falls beside me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and all of earth shall harm me, for I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must cross. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven, sheltered safe of God. So let the storms reach high, the dark clouds rise, they won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, sheltered in the arms of God. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
The shelter that the Lord provides because of His salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's what the psalmist said in Psalm 61, starting with verse 1. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee, when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Verse number 3. For thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. As the psalmist talks about the shelter that we have in the Lord, Jesus himself declares that shelter in John chapter 10, starting with verse number 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. The shelter that we find in the Old Testament is us being safely in the hand of the Lord and safely in the hand of the Heavenly Father. I think Brother Bell, through his life, has declared that in salvation he was safely in the arms of God. In his ministry, he was safely in the arms of God. And now, passing from this life into the presence of the Lord, he is still safely in the arms of God. But what about you, my friend? Do you know the Lord is your personal Savior? I want you to listen to this last song and see if you can answer positively when presented with the truth of this song by Evangelist Russell Bell. I'll see you in the rapture.
If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, if to God we have been true and we lived our life for Him, then for us there'll be a greeting, for there's going to be a meeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. I'll see you in the rapture. See you in the rapture. See you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. His bride away. So get ready now to meet Him, and with hallelujahs greet Him. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. I'll see you in the rapture. See you in the rapture. See you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
The question is, will you see Brother Russell Bell in the rapture? If we know the Lord is our Savior, all of us will gather together just above the treetops and meet with others who've accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And of course, our eyes won't be looking around to see who else is going up. I believe our eyes will be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, who'll be the one who call us up to meet Him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Listen to what 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting with verse number 13, tells us. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. But if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Here's verse number 18. This was written for us. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. There will be a time that the rapture will take place. For those who know the Lord as their Savior, they will be caught up together in the air, given glorified bodies as we rise to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those of you who know the Lord Jesus Christ, and you've had to say goodbye to a loved one, as Brother Russell Bell's family had to say goodbye to him, and his friends also had to say goodbye to him, there is a truth here, that if you know the Lord as Savior, you will see that saved person again. We'll see one another in the rapture. And in that truth, we can comfort one another with these words. Oh yes, we have to say good night now to those who've gone home to be with the Lord, but there will be a time that we'll say good morning as we meet them above the treetops in the rapture. We go to Hebrews chapter number 10, and we find in the passage that we've been studying that the writer of Hebrews has been talking about the chastening of the Lord for those who get out of the will of the Lord. And then he says this in verse number 35, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." Christian, you have been given the opportunity to be a faithful witness to the Lord. You can throw away that opportunity. The writer here has declared the importance of staying within the will of God instead of going outside of the will of God, because the chastening that we get could be severe, and we'll see that in a couple of chapters. But we also must remember that this chastening is something that doesn't have to happen in our lives. We, as those who know the Lord, can follow after the Lord, not casting away the opportunity we have to serve the Lord. We can live for the Lord because there will be a time that the Lord will come and give the rewards for those who are faithful in living for Him. It is important to realize that the coming of the Lord is imminent. We are not given a day or an hour that the Lord will be coming back for us. So we need to be always living for the Lord, patiently living for the Lord, giving ourselves as a living sacrifice every day, not going back to the world, not allowing our testimony to be damaged by us going into sin, but being faithful to the Lord in living for Him. That's why we're told in a couple of chapters over that we need to keep our eyes on the Lord, looking unto Jesus. But he goes on to say, "Now the just shall live by faith." Now, that's an important quality in those who know the Lord as their Savior. In the Old Testament, we find this very same thing in Habakkuk 2:4. "Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." It is repeated several times in the New Testament, "the just shall live by faith." What this means is that we don't go through life knowing Jesus is our Savior by what we see in the world. We go through this life by what we're obedient to in His Word. The world can deceive us. The world can draw us away from the things of God. But if we're faithful to the Word of God, and we walk by faith according to what God's Word teaches, knowing that we should be faithfully serving the Lord, being obedient to His will, the just shall live by faith. Listen to this, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." We should remember that living by faith is a moment-by-moment and day-by-day activity of the Christian. Our position should be living by faith. We should be doing those things that are pleasing to the Lord. And if you don't follow after the Lord, if you fall from faith, now I'm not saying fall from salvation, but if you turn away from following the Lord by faith, by being obedient to His word and keeping His commandments, then there's going to be those that will have no pleasure in you. As you see here, he said, "But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him." There is no pleasure for the Christian. There is no pleasure for those around him who know the Lord. There is no pleasure for God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is grieved. We trample underfoot the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ when we go into our own sin. Christian, live for the Lord. Follow Him. Be faithful to Him. My friend, if you know the Lord as your personal Savior, are you being tempted to go away from the Lord and follow after your own way? Remember, following after your own way brings chastening. Being patient to follow after the Lord's way, being patient in believing Him, being patient in waiting on His way, and not being anxious and going back into the way from which you were saved. We need to be reminded that we should be patient in serving the Lord, because there will be a time where we will receive rewards, and He shall come. And if we go away from the will of God, there will be those watching that will have no pleasure in what we do. There will be the Lord Himself that will have no pleasure when we go away from God's perfect will. And of course, you'll have to deal with yourself and the shame and the guilt of going away from God's will, damaging and ruining your testimony. Live for the Lord. It is the right way to go through this life. And my friend, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, confess that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save your soul. He has promised that He would. And if I can be a help to you, please call me. Come visit us at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and be with us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."